And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case history. Gangbuster.
Tonight, new facts in the case of the notorious gang leader, Bugs Moran, who returned from retirement to kindle old flames, but who learned that not all horse players die broke.
Gangbusters has again asked the Honorable Matthias H. Heck, prosecuting attorney, Dayton, Ohio, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
The inside facts in the case of the notorious Bugs Moran.
Mr. Heck, many of our listeners know how the Chicago gangster George Bugs Moran became one of the country's most powerful and feared racketeers until he was forced to flee Chicago just ahead of Al Capone's machine gun bullets.
Yes, Don, and it was many years later before he could summon the courage to return to Chicago, although Capone's organization had long since been broken up and the notorious gang leader sentenced to Alcatraz. On one occasion, Moran left his Minnesota hunting lodge and sauntered up and down North Clark Street, where he was formerly such a power. One rainy night, he ventured into a cheap tavern and ordered a drink.
Straight bourbon, friend. Leave the bottle here.
Yeah.
You been here long?
Too long, friend.
Well, he's looking at you.
Yeah, much too long.
I remember when this joint was a speakeasy.
And my memory's not that good, friend.
Yeah, you understand there's a game in the back room.
You understand too much, friend.
Let me tell you something, friend. I used to own this joint.
Yeah?
Yeah. And 40 more like it.
Give me back that bottle. You had enough.
Leave it later. My name is Moran. George Moran.
Bugs Moran?
Right. Nobody ever calls me that.
Let go of that shirt, friend.
Bugs, I'll show
Let
you.
Let go or you'll know the reason. Now, go on, get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Get out, friend, before you're a has-been with a cracked skull instead of just a has-been.
Look here, smart guy.
Hit the road, you bum. Go on, get out.
Yeah, your whiskey's rot gut anyway.
So long, Bugs.
Patsy? Huh? Take it easy, Winnie. It's just a shower.
Yeah? Well, I paid $30 for this hat. Oh, nice.
Just stick in the doorway here until the cab comes along. Just relax.
Relax?
Patsy? Patsy? Oh, the monkey.
Hey, any room in there?
Help yourself. The doorway don't belong to us.
Thanks.
Patsy? Yeah, they're all loaded.
Some rain, huh?
Yeah. Dutch.
What?
Give me a cigarette.
I'm all out, Lenny. Hey, taxi! Taxi!
Here's a cigarette.
Hmm? Oh, much obliged.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks.
Taxi!
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Aren't you George Moran?
Oh, you know me, huh?
Well, don't you remember me? Winnie. Winnie York. I was hat check girl at the Polka Dot Club.
Winnie, oh, sure, I remember. Winnie, sure, yeah.
Well, I did put on a little weight since. Dutch.
What?
Taxi!
Dutch.
What?
Dutch, you know who this is? George Moran.
Well, what do you know? I used to work for you. Dutch Bauer.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you again.
When I was just a kid, I don't think you ever even saw me. I used to peddle your booze out in Waukegan. Well, what do you know? George Moran. I heard you're retired, country gentleman.
That's what they call me.
That's for me. That country gentleman stuff.
Hey, Dutch, why don't we take George along to the party?
Well, I don't know. We were only invited ourselves.
No, don't bother about me.
Oh, they'll be glad to have him. What do you say, George?
He's probably got something else to do. What are you bothering the guy?
Well, I haven't got a thing to do.
Well, then come along with us. We'll have a great time. Hurry up, Dutch. Get a cab.
Taxi! Taxi!
There's one. Come on, George. Let's run for it.
Taxi!
tell me, will you, Winnie? What does Bugs Moran mean today?
Nothing. He might just as well have been dead for all the weight he carries.
But he's got no less brains than he had 20 years ago. Besides, Dutch, maybe he's still bigger than you think.
I don't know why I listen to you. What do I need him for? The whole thing's set. We're ready to pull the deal. In he walks. Sometimes, Winnie, you give me a pain.
Well, he's in. You asked him in.
Sure I asked him in. You wouldn't leave me alone until I did. Bugs Moran. If this was running hoots or rough stuff or something like that, then maybe he'd be okay. This is a slick deal. It takes a touch.
You and your touch.
Things have changed, Winnie. Bugs Moran don't mean it.
Take it easy on that bug stuff. You don't like it. And to me, George Moran still means plenty.
What difference does it make what he likes?
That's him.
Answer it, then. Bugs Moran, huh?
All right, I'm coming.
Hello, Winnie.
Come in, George.
It was a nice party last night. Thanks for taking me.
Oh, they were glad to have you. So was I.
Hello, Moran.
Glad to see you again, Dad.
Sit down, Moran. Sit down.
Thanks.
Well, I'll fix some drinks.
Oh, that's a good idea, Winnie.
What do you have, George?
Oh, whatever you got, all right.
You take bourbon, if I remember.
That's right.
Straight?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think you'd be interested in the deal, Moran. The word is you're plenty well healed. Always have been.
Money's like water, Dutch. It runs out. You gotta keep filling the tank.
Yeah. Look, Moran.
What?
This is a smooth operation. No rough stuff.
I don't believe in rough stuff unless it's needed. Hey, come on, give me a rundown of the gimmick.
Well, I got me a good couple of boys. One's good at circulating paper. One is engraver.
Wait a minute.
Why?
This deal isn't counterfeit.
Well, not money.
What then?
Something just as easy to shove and a lot easier to duplicate. American Express money orders.
Uh-huh.
They got a set of plates that's a dandy. I figure if we work it right, we can wholesale about $100,000 in this stuff. Not less than $100,000.
You got a sample?
Sure. Lots of samples.
Mind if I take a look?
No. Help yourself, yeah. Perfect job. What do you think of it?
It stinks.
Are you kidding?
It's a rotten job. I can tell it's way off without even a legit paper to compare.
Look, Moran, we worked a long time on this thing.
You didn't work long enough. You'll never make it.
Now, wait a minute.
Get hold of that engraver. I want to talk to him.
The engraver's finished. We're through with him.
I said get hold of him.
If you don't like the stuff, pick up your hat and walk out the door. We'll get along without any bugs, Moran.
Bugs.
Let go.
Let me tell you one thing, Dutch. You invited me in this deal, and now that I'm in, it's going to be run right. You understand?
Okay. Okay, take it easy.
Refreshments, boys.
Just in time, eh?
In time for what, George?
Dutch and I came to an understanding. We can all drink to luck.
Well, that's wonderful. It's great.
Yeah, great.
Help yourselves, boys.
Bring it down, Dutch. Then go get hold of that engraver.
Nah.
What's the other one's name?
Fisher. But look, Moran.
I want to talk to him, too, but the engraver first. Go ahead.
Don't start pushing me around, Moran. The days when you pushed guys around are over.
Yeah? And I'd like to see those days come back. And right now is as good a time as any to bring them back. Well?
I think I know where to locate the engraver and Fisher. See if I can raise him.
You know, George, I don't like to give you advice, but...
But what?
Well, Dutch wasn't too sold on taking in the first place. It was me that sold him.
Let me tell you something. For a lot of years now, I've been sitting back taking a lot of guff from guys who think they know it all. Every time they open their mouths, you can see all they got is mouth with no brains on the side.
Okay, but Dutch said he...
Who cares for Dutch?
I'll tell you who, George.
Who?
Nobody, George. Nobody at all.
So, Don, the deposed Chicago gangster Bugs Moran was on his way toward making a comeback in the underworld. But he was to learn that the authorities of the law had changed their methods of operating as much as he intended to change his.
Now, back to Gangbusters. You were telling us, Mr. Heck, how Bugs Moran, the deposed Chicago gangster, had been taken into a syndicate which intended to circulate bogus American Express money orders and had gradually assumed leadership of the conspiracy.
That's right, Don. And Moran sent Dutch Bauer to bring still another member of the gang, Fisher, to a meeting where they would discuss Moran's new plans for distributing the fake money orders. Dutch finally located the portly Fisher in a suburban horse room.
And 280. Time of the race, 1:23 flat. At New York in the third, they're off and running.
Hello, Fisher.
Oh, hiya, Dutch. Grab a chair.
Thanks.
What's on your mind, Dutch?
I need you for a meeting, right away.
What kind of meeting?
New York,
well,
the
I got a bundle in on this
one. Uncle John by two, and Crack Dice is third.
Where's that beetle of mine? He's supposed to be a front runner.
Forget about the horses for a minute, will you? Bugs Moran is coming to the bunch.
Yeah, so what? Bugs Moran? Where did he spring from?
That's what I'd like to know. He's in and he's...
Hold it, Dutch.
Counselor still in front by a length. Uncle John second by a half. And third is now just in time.
Just in time. Don't I even get a call out of this race? Local boy. How I ever got touted on local boy, I'll never know.
Well, you'll listen to me, Fisher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Bugs Moran.
I was telling you, he's practically taken over. He's in there running the show.
No kidding.
I give the guy a break. What kind of gratitude does he show? He's taking over.
Well, maybe it's a good thing, Dutch.
What do you mean it's a good thing? Don't you think I can run the show?
Maybe you can, but Bugs Moran knows his way around.
Now, listen here, Fisher.
You... Stretch it, New York.
Come on, local boy, where are you?
Itch is now second by two. Just in time and Crack Dice head and head for third.
Where's that local boy?
Moran's going to change the distribution gimmick.
He's what?
Moran's going to switch everything upside down.
He can't do that. It's worked out to a T.
You ought to remember when Bugs Moran takes over, he takes over.
The distribution is okay. It's okay as...
Third at New York.
Ah.
The winner was number four, local boy.
Hey, local boy.
Second, and Crack Dice third.
Oh, how do you like that? The horse don't get a call and he win it. He don't get a call.
Be at my place tonight, 10 o'clock. Moran will go over the whole thing with you.
Yeah, I'll be there. How do you like that local boy, huh? He don't get a call and he win it.
I'll see you tonight. So long.
Yeah, yeah.
The results in the first 15 runs are now official. The winner, Mr. King, paid $720, $380, and $3.
Telephones, doorbells, always. Hello.
Fisher?
Yeah, this is Fisher.
Can you talk?
Oh, it's you, Lieutenant. Yeah, I can talk. There's nobody here.
Good. I just now got your message. What's up?
Plenty, Lieutenant. I think we're after much bigger game than we figured.
Huh?
Dutch Bauer came around this afternoon. It's going to be a meeting tonight.
What time?
10 o'clock, Dutch's place. But, Lieutenant, that's not the important thing. You know who came into the deal?
Who?
Bugs Moran.
Bugs Moran?
Yeah. Dutch told me this afternoon. Not only is Bugs in, he's starting to run the show.
Well, that puts a new light on things.
Now, Dutch tells me Moran is switching the whole gimmick around. He wants to make a $1 million proposition out of it. That's what the meeting's about tonight.
Okay, Fisher. But watch your step. Moran's a slick operator. If he ever gets a line on you, you're as good as in the lake.
That's the way it works. We get 50%, the passive's 50%. 500 grand, and that ain't a bet. Hey, Fisher. Are you taking this all in, or are you dreaming?
I heard every word, Moran.
He's thinking you should have had a couple of yards on that horse today instead of 50.
Hey, you think that would have been bad,
huh? I don't like guys sitting around pipe dreaming while I'm laying out the gimmick.
I told you, Moran, I took in every word.
All right. Give me a rundown, then.
But skip the details. I've been batting them through my head 2 days.
Well, like you said, instead of 100 grand in money orders, we shove $500,000. You said you got plenty of contacts, so we get together a syndicate. Guys in every city, all over the country. Every money order gets cashed on the same day. One day, and then we quit.
Yeah, that's about it. Any questions, Ned?
Only, when's the day?
Soon.
Well, how soon? Track opens in Miami the 23rd. I got plans.
Maybe your plans will have to wait. I'm not rushing things so you can watch those cockroaches run around a circle.
Okay, don't tear a muscle. I was only hoping.
This is going to be the sweetest deal ever. We take our time and we get everything lined up just so.
Well, how about a little refreshments? I'll call Winnie and Will.
Not just yet, Dutch.
No, what's the matter?
Something just came to my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fisher, I've been trying to place you ever since you walked in that door.
I told you this is the first time I laid eyes on you, Moran.
He comes from East St. Louis. At least that's what he said.
I thought I saw you before. And now I know where.
Well, maybe. I'm no babysitter. I get around.
If it's what I'm thinking of, Fisher, you'll get around plenty. On your back.
What's the trouble, Moran?
If you got something on your mind, Moran, get it off.
Sure. I'll get it off. Answer me yes or no, Fisher. Back in 29, you tailed me for days.
Don't be nuts, Moran.
You never could get me where you wanted me. Isn't that right?
Now, look, Moran.
You were with Al Capone, weren't you? Answer me. You were one of Capone's boys. Well?
What if I was? I was only a punk kid doing a job. I didn't have nothing against you.
I knew I could smell you.
Now, take it easy, Moran.
Sure. He had a job. There wasn't anything personal.
Okay, I guess there wasn't. Anyway, I lived through it.
Didn't we all?
Let's have those drinks, don't you?
New Orleans. A change of jockeys. Al Haines is now riding Roadmaster instead of M. Kramer.
And that's the way it stands, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. It's not good, Fisher. Do you think you can talk Moran into a test a day or so before the big day?
A test?
Sure, to see how the stuff is accepted. Then we can make our pinch on that test without risking too wide a distribution.
I don't know. Maybe he'll go for it. I'll try.
Okay. But be careful how you handle it.
Don't worry, I will. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Dutch Bauer, and he's seen us.
I'll get out of here.
No, sit still. He'd only be more suspicious. He's coming over.
In the sixth at New York, number 4, you're welcome, has been scratched.
Hello, Fisher. Mind if I sit down?
Help yourself, Dutch.
Thanks.
This is Lieutenant Thacker, Dutch Bauer.
Let me see.
Hi. Army, Navy, or Fire Department?
State's Attorney's Office. Uh-huh. Well, you weren't much help, Fisher, but thanks.
Don't mention it.
Nice to meet you.
What does a cop want with you?
He's looking for somebody.
You didn't know where the guy was. The one he was looking for.
Well, there's one way to handle cops. Let them think you're helping them, Dutch, but don't.
You're a lucky guy, Fisher.
Why?
You see, I knew he was law. If you'd have told me he was something else. That's all, brother.
I've got nothing to hide. What's up, Dutch?
Moran wants to see you.
Not another meet.
10 o'clock tonight. We're all set to go.
Meetings, meetings.
I'll see you there.
They're off. Been running in the fourth. That's New Orleans. That's 420. That's Keeneland in the third race.
If a guy's once got it, George, he's always got it.
Well, a little tough, baby. I never thought I'd make it back to the top. And this is going to be the send-off. There ought to be nearly 200 grand in it for me.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if there wasn't. The way Dutch was running, it was for buttons.
Dutch is a buttons kind of guy when he's no good for you.
Who is?
Who do you think?
Can I get you another drink?
Not now, Winnie. We've got...
Winnie, I... Oh.
Hello, Dutch. Fisher, how's it going?
Had a winner all day.
I didn't expect to find you here, Moran. I thought that meeting last night covered everything.
I didn't come here to see you.
No?
I came to see Winnie.
George,
shut up. Have you got business with Winnie now?
Yeah, Dutch. Plenty of business. Been unfinished a long time.
They got a name for a guy like you, Moran.
Yeah, I guess they have.
Look, maybe I'll take a walk.
No, stick around. You don't expect me to stand still while you take over everything, Moran, do you?
You'll stand as still as I say.
Boys, there's no sense getting worked up over this.
Who wants her anyway? Take her.
I intend to, Dutch.
I think I'll go out for a walk. Business before pleasure, boys. See you later.
Well, Dutch, you got anything else to say?
About what?
About nothing.
Fisher, you might like to know, I thought over that idea of yours about the test passing.
Yeah?
You haven't got a bad idea there, Fisher. Not bad at all.
Well, I figured we could make this test passing on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We see how it goes. Now, if everything's okay, the big day will be Monday before any of the Saturday stuff has a chance to clear any banks.
Yeah. What do you think, Dutch?
Anything is okay, Moran, so long as you say so.
Good. And I think we'll try it out in Pittsburgh. How's next Saturday?
Great. I'm glad to hear it. Then I can shove off for Miami.
All right. We leave for Pittsburgh Thursday. In the meantime, Dutch, you get in touch with the boys all over that are going to do the passing.
Okay.
You get in touch with them and tell them that right after we make the test, we send each of them a wire. Tell them when they get it, be ready to unload Monday.
So that's the way it was, Lieutenant. The big day is set for next Monday. The test will be this Saturday.
Good work, Fisher. But I wouldn't have given a nickel for your chances of getting the idea across.
Well, Moran went for it hook, line, and sinker. Look, Lieutenant, I'll have to stick pretty close to Moran. Everything will be taken care of for Pittsburgh, huh?
Don't worry, it'll be all set. I'll see you there.
Yeah, so long and good luck.
Good luck yourself. You need it more than I do.
Colonel up you all, sir?
Not enough. How about you, pal? You want anything?
No, not here.
Oh, no, let's see. Two shirts at $7.50, two neckties, $23.80 with the tax.
Yeah, but I got an express money order. It's all endorsed.
Huh? $100.
Yeah, take it out of there.
I'll have to get the section manager's okay, sir.
Oh, go get it. Don't stand around.
Yes, sir.
Be right back, sir.
You like that guy, Fisher?
I'm not worried about the guy. I just hope that paper gets by. It means a lot to me.
What do you think it means to me? It'll get by.
I hope Dutch is making out okay.
If we pass that paper here, it'll be okay anyplace. We send out the wires tonight.
Uh-oh, here comes the clerk.
Yeah.
I have a change for you, sir.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Could you show me some of those shirts?
Be with you in a second, sir, as soon as I finish with this customer.
Excuse me. Take your time.
2380, 24, 25, 30, 40, 50, 70, 90, 100.
Much obliged.
Your package will be ready in a minute.
Don't move, Moran.
Watch it.
Get him up.
Come on, let's get out of here, Fisher.
You're not going anyplace, Moran.
Fisher, you...
Watch him.
No, you don't.
Stand back. Everybody, stand back, please. Get back.
Well, come Lieutenant, on. That takes care of Bugs Moran.
Certainly does, Fisher. Let's get him in.
Sure.
Stand back, folks. It's all over. Stand
There's
back.
Nothing to see. It's all over. It's all over.
So, Don, the fabulous Bugs Moran was caught in the act of passing forged money orders. He was tried and sentenced to a term in prison.
But this wasn't the end of his criminal activities, Mr. Heck.
No, it certainly wasn't. Another climactic episode, which closed just a few months ago, was still to come.
And you'll return to Gangbusters next week to tell us about it?
I'll be here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Heck, for the inside facts you've given us tonight.